The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, I guess, Tyler, let's not make you wait too much longer.
Okay.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the police were dispatched to the McDonald's there at Hutchinson, Kansas, before 8 a.m. on an armed subject. The female driving a vehicle in the drive-thru became upset at the driver in front of her for not pulling forward, according to police Lieutenant Dustin Lepp. She then got out and confronted the male in front of her. She ended up brandishing a pocket knife towards the male.
She got a pocket knife. Not a switchblade. A pocket knife.
A pocket knife.
Which could, you know, could cut you.
She got a knife.
If you pull the big one out. If it's a small pocket knife, she ain't, you know, she's going to break the skin maybe.
She's pulling the scissors out on the Swiss Army knife. Just like,
but here's what happens. She's
the
got the
male
pocket.
Driver right. in the car in front of her that she was showing the pocket knife to informed her that she had brought a knife to a gunfight.
He didn't say it. He brandished the gun.
Yes, he then showed the woman he had a handgun.
Only in Hutch and every other town in the country.
You can do that if somebody pulls a knife on you, can't you?
It was just a warning.
Yeah, he's being threatened. Yeah.
The police lieutenant said that deterred her a little bit.
She brought a pocket knife to a gunfight. At the drive-thru at the McDonald's.
And started the fight.
Yeah.
She started the gunfight with her knife.
Right.
Yeah, she initiated the confrontation.
Yeah, the police lieutenant said that deterred her a little bit.
Pull up.
Yeah. And she returned to her car and left. The woman was driving away as officers arrived.
Did she get her food?
But no, I guess, because the guy didn't move.
All right.
So she just left.
Called the cops.
The woman was driving away. Well, other people called the cops. Somebody called the cops.
Okay, Hutch, do you know this lady?
The woman was driving away as officers arrived.
Or if you are this lady, what'd you feel like when the guy whipped out a gun and you had a pocket knife going, hey, I'm going to cut you.
I don't have a date on
this. It's probably time to go.
It was last week.
Yeah, but the McDonald's was the 1400 block of East 11th.
Oh, everybody in Hutch knows who this chick is, man.
Yeah, the woman was driving away as officers arrived but pulled over on her own in a lot near the mall to wait for officers so she could report the gun being drawn on her.
Maybe the guy with the gun listens. She sounds like
while talking with the woman, the officers detected an odor of alcohol and made her perform field sobriety tests.
And
so now 34-year-old Crystal Board
has been
arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, driving under the influence, and illegal transportation of an alcoholic beverages.
So she was hammered going through McDonald's. Hey, in fairness, we've all been there. But you don't do that anymore. Unless you're in the passenger seat, you could be hammered driving through McDonald's or hammered driving through Arby's. How about it, puss? You know.
I'm familiar with a guy who was cussing out while drunk. Somebody working the drive-through, and at the counter was a cop.
Oh, you? I remember. Well, yeah,
he overheard it all.
Whatever happened to you that time?
And he went out and. Well, they took that guy away. It wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. The guy.
Oh, he's cussing her out, and there's a cop at the counter inside?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And heard it all.
Yeah.
And that guy was drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
What's her name? Crystal?
Crystal Board.
Yeah. Come on, Crystal. Bore? B-O-R-E?
Board. Board. B-O-A-R-D.
Okay.
The guy should have been able to get his food.
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
He probably did.
Yeah.
He did. Well, there's no indication that he ever moved.
We had to pull up to get at least to the window after he pulled the gun.
But I'm sure he's got to give his version of the story to the cops.
Right.
What a pain in the ass. You're eating your Big Mac, and you're like, and then she pulled a knife.
Yeah, and I pulled a gun out. And she pulled a bazooka out, and it kept getting bigger. That's a cartoon. They keep pulling out bigger ones.
So I had to get the tank.
She brought a battleship. It ended crazy. Crystal, are you sobered up? Give us a call.
I hope she didn't grow up small-breasted because, you know, she took a lot of crap with the last name Board.
Small-breasted Crystal. Now we don't know. Now we're just giving her, we're giving her sexual characteristics.
You're thinking her nickname in high school might have
flat
been
Flat-Azza.
Flat-Azza.
Yeah, unfortunately, guys are rude at that age and our age.
We grew out of that.
Right.
Flat-Azza.
But maybe the younger guys were a little more kind.
Yeah.
I don't think so. but I don't think so.
Yeah, they'll get older and realize you like them all sizes, man.
I wonder if the workers, I'd be like, you think that lady that pulled the knife is coming back? We just put this food back?
Yeah, you could eat the cheeseburgers, maybe. Crystal, give us a call. Or the guy that had the gun. Hutch, T95. Get a hold of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hut.
Yeah.
No, I don't see you on Facebook.
Ah, you think, that's a total Facebook person, 33 with a pocket knife. She's all over Facebook. You kidding me?
Yeah, that might have been a thing that after she was in the news, she took her profile down for a little bit. Yeah.
Got to disappear for a little while. Yeah.
Does anybody know how to do that, take off a Facebook page?
You can't really. I've tried to do that before.
My dad's passed. I want to get rid of his.
I think there's a way.
That's another level.
I know.
Yeah.
You could do it to your own easier, but to his, that'll be.
How? You got to get
there's a way
death certificate to get it off. I mean, I don't want to do that.
I've seen on those where they'll change it from like the person's profile to be like in memory of.
Remembering.
Can you just get rid of it? I'm talking get rid of it.
Do you have his password?
No, nobody does.
Yeah, see, that's a there is a setting in there though now that you can define what they call legacy settings. So like, I guess if you die, it would default to some family member who could maintain or get rid of.
But that's all water under the bridge. This is up there, and I've heard this before too. People can't even eliminate their own pages.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't do that. I've tried to do that before with mine, and like it goes through this whole process.
Shouldn't that be a law?
That you can.
I mean, Zuckerberg owns the government anyway. You should be able to just put a button and say, my Facebook page is deleted.
And then it'll say, when you go to do that, it'll put up pictures of like your closest family members, and they'll be like, they're going to miss you. And then friends, and they'll be like, they're going to miss you.
I don't care.
And then it gets to the point where then they're like, okay, you can disable it, but at any time when you log in, it's going to be right here. So it never really goes anywhere.
And other people would still see it?
No. It wouldn't show up like if somebody searched you or whatever, but if you went to log back in, it would just, it'd be like you never left.
Unfortunately, we're talking to a lot of people that have lost people that their Facebook page they've gotten rid of. So please let me know if you can. You need to be on the air, just at least email me or something. Because I just.
But I think a lot of people leave that up on purpose. Family members leave it up on
purpose. No, what's happening now, since all these people get hacked, people are getting friend requests from my dad.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, that happened to a friend of mine who died.
Yeah.
I got a friend request from him.
Right.
And it just it was shortly after he died, too. Yeah. But no, I'm maybe I'm weird, but sometimes I go on Facebook pages of people
you're
I've lost. And
no, I don't want that up there.
I give them a note.
No, I don't want
send
that.
Send them a note.
I don't want that up there because other people see it. My dad friended a lot of people because a lot of people figured out who dad was and they friended him. Listeners that loved him on the radio. So there was a lot of people on that page that that were not from his hometown. Were from out here all through the Midwest. And he was always kind with them, and they loved him. But, I don't want to know.
You just want a God.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The latest shortage that we're hearing about, Lunchables.
Oh, no.
My kids love those things. Actually, I love those things, too, but they really love those things. I mean, they are just fun. You take the little meat, the processed meat, you put the cracker around it, the cheese, and eat
the processed cracker,
isn't that
the processed
mostly
cheese.
Water? It seems like it's very,
I don't think it's real meat. It's probably not real cheese either, but it's really
There's
good.
There's something about it.
And they're really expensive.
But it's really handy, isn't it?
Oh, it's handy, yep. And it's a lot of plastic waste in the ocean. It's great.
But it's a very appropriately sized snack.
It is.
Yeah, but they try to pass it off as something healthy.
But I don't. I guess there is worse food than a Lunchable.
Well, it's not
That's
fried.
Really not the bar that we're going for.
Yeah. No, we're not.
That's what you tell yourself.
Right.
Yeah, shortage of Lunchables. Apparently, there's record demand for the product right now, and so the company is working to invest in its supply chains. Grocery store executives told the Wall Street Journal that some stores are experiencing supply challenges as significant as what occurred in spring of 2020. Executives in the industry say that manufacturers are unable to produce the volume of products needed to meet demand because many employees are staying home due to COVID, among other reasons.
They're running out of sliced water meat.
Food sellers told the newspaper they expect these issues to persist for the time being.
Is it really meat?
It's weird that people are eating those more at home because that's more of a thing that's like, it's portable.
It became a home thing, right? I think a lot of stuff became that way during COVID. You just took, it was comfort.
Right.
It's a Lunchable. It's comfort. I remember picking up two or three of those those plastic things off my son's floor in his bedroom. He just has them all the time.
Just tossing them from the bed.
Yeah, whatever. He's, you know.
And convenient. You know, it's all right there in the Lunchables
and
package. Right.
And once it's done, you just toss it, of course.
Sure.
It's plastic. What the hell?
Kids do that.
I could lay there for the half-life, and that is 8 million years. Let it lay in a room. Who cares?
My kids was taking a nap amongst just like fruit snack wrappers yesterday. I'm like, how's that even comfortable?
I know.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Slobs.
All of them.
I was the same way.
Oh, my God. I was the worst when I was that age.
Other kid favorites, including frozen waffles and Gatorade, are experiencing a shortage.
Eggo?
I make waffles.
The Eggo?
I guess so, yeah. Additionally, resin, aluminum, and other raw materials used for most packaging are running
resin.
Low.
Yeah. All I heard was resin.
I'm not running low on resin.
No.
Are you at the point now where you don't have to smoke resin anymore? That's when I knew I made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm all grown up.
You don't scrape the resin anymore? You
no,
don't have to?
I buy more weed.
I remember scraping resin in college once, and then I was like one of the highest I ever was, but I think it's probably actually because it's concentrated.
It's concentrated.
Yeah. Right. I noticed that. Yeah.
But that's a sign.
I couldn't stop smiling at this bar where
you leave. I only did that when you were desperate.
Well, my buddy couldn't stop smiling either. I said, we got to leave.
Every
we're both smiling.
That's a paraphernalia.
Hey, we got to get out of here.
Real small bar, a little fraternity party, and we were like down there. Oh, are you smiling? Yeah. Are you smiling? Yeah. Can you stop smiling? No.
Oh, and
then
yeah.
Then we had to leave. I'll never forget that night.
Back when you smoked the resin was probably the closest thing to hash.
It was. Well, I smoked hash, too.
Yeah, but you took every
under a glass,
piece of paraphernalia that you had, and you scraped all the resin out
Craig,
of it.
You knew once you went resin, we would just go there, right?
No.
No.
Really?
No. Okay. Because, you know, resin, they use it in plastics. And
getting a lot of, I guess Bush is probably getting a lot of updates on how to do this, right? Okay. I'm sorry, Bush.
Is he getting Lunchable calls?
And now he's getting calls about
Facebook. Ham and cheese.
I love the water meat.
I like that the new phones have the caller ID on
it. Oh, it says where they're from?
It says the number, and it says where they're from.
Has it got as flat as the board checking in?
No, she's not. But someone
especially after you called her that.
You talked to someone from Cheyenne, Wyoming, just a few minutes
ago. Oh, yeah, cool.
Is that her mugshot?
Yeah.
Or at least someone who has lived in Cheyenne at some point and didn't want to change their phone number.
That's true, too.
That's true.
I mean, our boss, his number still comes up from Jersey.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, prick. Somebody posted this woman.
That was on the air.
Well, it was.
She's on the Cake TV website.
What'd she look like, her mugshot? What's her boobs look like? You don't want to call her flat.
What's her boobs?
I'm trying to get the bigger picture here. we can't see. Just
what's her face look like?
She looks like she might have worked at Hot Topic.
Do not be rude to her face because she might be a listener and people know her. So does she look bummed out in the photo? That's all I really want to know.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Well, she just got arrested.
Yeah. For pulling a pocket knife on a guy with a gun.
She's kind of pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. She's cute. Kind of like a gothy cute.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got
that's
a little,
why she's packing a knife.
Tattoo on the temple kind of thing.
Oh, worships the devil. I get it.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Looks like she's got tattoos on the clavicle.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that on young people. I think when they get older, it's going to look pretty bad.
After seeing her mugshot, I think she's innocent.
Okay.
I'm with her.
So apparently we like her.
Yeah.
All right.
I may or may not be scared of her.
All right.
I'm exceedingly scared of her.
Oh, yeah. Like the crazy eyes, Craig? Yeah. Like the stuff
Tyler,
that gets you in trouble back in the day?
Tyler, you are frightened of this woman. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. She scares me.
Really?
Like sexually? Like this would be kind of cool?
Nope.
No,
like pocket knife to the throat.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she will cut you.
She'll cut you with her pocket knife. She got the pocket knife.
Right. Yeah, but she really, it's not that she's willing to. She may be looking to.
Yeah, she's also kind of hot.
And has.
Let me see her, man.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of somebody. I don't know. Reminds me of somebody I know.
Oh, you're right, Craig. She does look like somebody we know.
I might have an idea.
Do you really? Because she does have a similar looking face, don't you think?
Maybe.
All right. Maybe.
Oh, I think I might have an idea too.
But I would never think of her in that in that context.
I think she's scary looking in a way that, like, you know, I'll give that a try, and then I regret that.
Oh, like she's
going to call you and say, I mean, when I was younger, she would call you and go, yeah, I will not be ignored. You know, that kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah,
but I'm with you on. I think she's kind of hot. I'm not certain that
her boundaries may be different than
most remember,
people.
She's arrested for pulling a pocket boundaries. Knife on a guy in a gar. She stabbed the fish in the drive-thru. So, yeah,
hilarious.
She's pissed off. No, it's not hilarious.
Hilarious.
Well, it is because they said gar instead of guy. It's kind of funny.
I think they should tell you what they ordered in the news report just so you get an idea of the person.
Yeah, you're into that. I know you want to find out what they ordered.
That may be more like the...
And she's 33? She looks younger.
34.
She looks younger than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess her day over 22. Yeah, I think she's innocent.
That's a rarity, you know.
Yeah, she may be innocent.
A 33-year-old girl with a pocket knife usually looks 53.
Well, and she was just trying to get stuff done, trying to move the line.
Yeah, let her go.
The knife might have been a bit much.
Let her go.
Oh, I think it was justified, Nick.
I think she was
completely in the right.
Miss or Mrs. Board, I'm not sure her name, if she's married or not, but go see Nick. Nick will be at Hutch.
Hutchinson, Kansas, Friday, October 22nd.
Nothing better than meeting people that we talk about on the radio that have committed crimes. It's happened more than once on this program,
right?
Especially back in the day, because we were just a local show, and we concentrate a lot of times on local crimes. And there was a horrific murder in this town, where a woman who was abused killed her husband, buried him underneath the doghouse. Remember that? You were probably, it was in the 90s. Yeah. So she buried him underneath the doghouse. And I remember it was a big story. And the guy, the ground was so frozen, they had to heat the ground up. The local news was down there, and the cops were there. They finally dug underneath, and he was there. They busted her. She spent probably 5-6 years in jail because it was like a...
Yeah, she did some time.
It was an abuse situation. So back in the day, I'm not bragging, but we had a bowling team, and we were bowling somewhere in a small town. I'm sitting there, and she walks over to me. I think Todd might have been right near me, too. And this woman walks up and goes, "Hey, Todd and Tyler, love the show. Hey, I'm the girl that killed that guy and buried him underneath the doghouse. And then she literally said, "Hey, this is my husband."
Wow.
And I had a few beers in me. I said, "Hey, I know we talked about you, but you seem, whatever." I said, "Hey, that's your husband." I said, "You're a better man than me, dude."
Yeah.
And then she was playing along with the fact that she had killed her last husband, spent time in jail, and this guy married her. Now, they might even still be alive listening to us right now. Who knows?
Or he might be, do they have a dog? Yeah.
What?
He might be in the backyard.
Yeah, he might be the second one in the backyard.
But talk about sleep with one eye open. How do you ever get a good night's sleep knowing the woman next to you has killed before?
But I love that. I remember her being really pleasant and fun, and also like walking up, like saying, "Hey, I'm the girl that called about that new car I got. Remember that call?" It was the same thing. It was like, "I am the girl that killed that guy you talked about. I buried my husband in the backyard. I spent 5 years in jail, and it's my new husband. And I moved out of the city because, you know, everybody knows who I am, I guess. I don't know."
Those abuse situations, I don't think that's not like... They're just pushed to a point where...
Oh, no, that's why she only spent five... But right. she did do time. Because they said, you know, you could have called the cops instead of killing him and burying him.
Yeah.
And that's why I think she did time. Yeah. So, getting back to when Nixon Hutch...
None of us know if our women haven't killed before.
That's true.
They may have, and we just don't know about it.
I suppose.
I'd be surprised.
But he knows for certain...
Well, that guy knows.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he knows for certain she has ended someone's life.
Ended the job he took over.
Right.
I mean.
His predecessor.
5 years later.
Yeah. And he just falls asleep soundly every night.
I remember her being kind of cute, too, if I remember right, you know.
Well, he might have seen her on the news. I'm like, she's kind of hot.
He trusts her.
Like you're calling out this chick, Nick. Now, Nick's a married man. He will not do anything, but please walk up and say hi to Nick. And say, "I'm the girl with the pocket knife. Remember that? You talked about me."
We never did ask the dude how long
did
it
take. Please do that. Or the dude with the gun walk up to Nick, too.
Her new husband. We didn't ask her how long it took him to trust her.
Well, we were bowling, so we had our game faces on.
Right.
You know? You had to have laser focus.
Which is to say we were half drunk.
I haven't told that story in years. I love that story.
If you trust her, but yeah. I gotta pick up the spare.